Good morning. You're listening to Rhode Island Public Radio. I'm Chuck Hinman in Providence. A young Oscar Wilde came to Newport in 1882. He was on a U.S. tour primarily to proselytize for aestheticism, or art for art's sake. For this month's Artscape, we visit an exhibit at Rosecliff Mansion in Newport that commemorates Wilde's visit. It's called Bohemian Beauty, the Aesthetic Movement and Oscar Wilde's Newport.
There was this tenet that if you surrounded yourself with beautiful objects, you would live a more beautiful life.
That's Ashley Householder, a curator of exhibitions at the Preservation Society of Newport County. She says one of the hallmarks of the aesthetic movement was the proliferation of blue and white ceramic pottery, examples of which are in the current exhibit.
And when Oscar Wilde was here on his North American tour in 1882, he lectured all over the U.S. and Canada, and many of the stages where he appeared, these lecture halls and auditoriums, were decorated with blue and white china. And I think that comes from something that he said when he was an undergraduate at Oxford. He said famously that he found it harder and harder every day to live up to his blue and white china.
How did he create himself? He was quite young when he got here, but already his reputation had preceded him and he represented something. How did that come about?
That's right. Well, he was an established poet at the time in the 1880s, but certainly hadn't written anything that we are, you know, most remember him by today. And his agent, a man by the name of Richard Doyley Cart, happened to be the agent for Gilbert and Sullivan, and they had just produced a comic opera called Patience. It was about to debut in New York in the fall of 1881. So Doyley Cart came up with this idea to send Oscar Wilde to America, essentially to promote Patience. Mm. And Oscar Wilde took him up on it, thought it was a wonderful idea, but certainly as soon as he hit the shores here, he just began promoting himself.
Talk a bit about the aesthetic movement, when it was and where it fits in with the evolution of art.
The aesthetic movement, I would say, is a very short-lived movement in the terms of art movements, but a very important one. Began in England in about the 1860s with the pre-Raphaelite painters. It came to America really in the 1870s and 80s, was its heyday here. But the pre-Raphaelite Brotherhood was a group of poets, painters, and thinkers who were the first to really experiment with taking these beautiful pictures that they were doing on canvas and translating them to decorative interiors. So we see wallpaper, we see, you know, this painterly interior was really their legacy. It's one of interior decoration, I know, which today seems not really earth-shattering, but at the time it was really a unique, different thing that was happening.
The Rosecliff exhibition in the second floor gallery features a selection of furniture, ceramics, wallpaper, glass, silver, paintings, and costumes. Householder says it all illustrates the tenets of the art for art's sake movement.
It really was the pursuit of pure beauty. All the objects really are decorated with these motifs we see repeated over and over. Butterflies, cherry blossoms, bamboo, chrysanthemum, sunflowers, and it's just repeated over and over. So the decorative arts really are beautiful.
One of Householder's favorite objects in the exhibit is a ceramic teapot that's actually a joke on the aesthetic movement, echoing Wilde's comments about his blue and white china.
So it was being satirized at the time.
That's right, it was, and he was definitely in on the joke. The teapot was designed and produced in 1882, obviously the same year he was here, and it's a non-functioning teapot, but it's a beautiful little object. It has a female form on one side sporting a lily, and then a male form on the other side sporting a sunflower, which are the two really prominent flowers, seen as the most perfect flowers to represent this movement. And the joke is that they have lived up to the tenets of aestheticism so much they have literally turned into their china. It's a charming little piece. It's worth the visit alone, I think. I don't think I'm overstating it. It really is fabulous.
I've been speaking with Ashley Householder, curator of exhibitions at the Preservation Society of Newport County. The Bohemian Beauty exhibit continues at Rosecliff Mansion through November 4th. For Artscape, I'm Chuck Hinman, Rhode Island Public Radio.